Hey! Randolph Terrence.
I'm Andy Klein.
And I'm Tim Miller.
Is your mic on?
I don't know.
Yeah, it is.
Okay. So we are three guys. I can barely hear you.
Hey.
We are three guys on. Happy Thursday. Or Friday. Hopefully you listen on Thursday. Welcome back to the podcast. We hope you guys enjoyed Monday's edition. Because guess what? We're going to keep this thing rolling. Because sitting in with us, we have Miss
Liz Mealy.
And also Mr.
Chad Happ.
And so we're four guys and one lady on. Does that sound decent?
Four guys on, one lady?
Yeah.
All right.
Giggity. I'm gone.
I didn't want to imply that.
She was getting in the way anyway,
bus.
Guys.
What? Watch your mouth. The closest one to you.
I didn't want to.
I'll ray-race your face.
That's the new shit.
I want to see that. I'd like to see that.
Put this ray-rice on you.
I mean, I work out. Like, I think I could do some damage.
Been working out, Jerry. I'm huge.
Do you work out like boxing? Do you know how to punch?
No, but I'm filled with anger. I'm filled with anger, and I have a lot of confidence.
You know that, okay. But you're like 3 feet, so.
I mean, it's always the tiny ones that think they can do the most damage, so.
But then they can't. They just
Ray Rice short?
Yeah, he's short. He's like 5'8".
What do you mean was?
I like how 5'8", I'm like not even 5'1". And I'm just like, wasn't he a tiny person?
Comparatively speaking, yeah.
Yeah, like in the athletical world.
In this room, he's tiny.
Yeah.
Amongst the, I mean, he's broad and wide, stronger than all of us, but in this room, he's little. He's a little dude. All right, people. We are happy that you guys are back. We got some stories for y'all today. I'm going to tease you guys a little bit with some of the stuff we may or may not be talking about. We may not be talking about the Ray Donovan star, Stephen Bauer. I don't even know this dude. He's 57. He has an 18-year-old girlfriend.
Good for him, man.
Ick. Wow.
Nice work.
No.
a man who claims a church teacher raped him as a gay cure.
Did it work?
Rape the gay out of him.
Did it work? I don't think it works.
Adrian Peterson. We left that story off.
Yeah, we forgot about that one.
More NFL bad news.
On Monday.
Yep.
Yeah, speaking of
the
Texas
Hawks,
whoopings.
Danny Ferry's a little bit racist. He don't think he's racist.
He was reading a scouting report.
Yeah.
He actually was. Did you see
the
scouting
report? Yeah, I heard a thing, but I wouldn't put that in. I'd be like, who the fuck put this in the scouting report? What the fuck is this even? Hey, whoever wrote this, come in my office and let me ask you some questions. I need to talk to you. What does this mean?
Guy walks in with a hood, and you're just like, oh.
Yeah, okay.
Now Jesus. Here we go. When did you get on the payroll?
Who hired you? Because I don't recall hiring you.
I hire you.
Someone that likes pointy hats.
I don't recall hiring you. And I'd like to start with Vogue magazine just realizing that big butts are a thing.
What?
And credit white people.
I'm sorry. I don't get what's the big deal.
Well, this has been happening for a while now. Somebody white will start doing something
Iggy
that
Azalea.
Black people have been doing for years or looking a certain way.
Yeah.
And then Vogue magazine will be like, oh, isn't this new thing?
Butts are in.
Wonderful.
Curvy.
And we'll be like, no, like twerking. Like, oh, twerking and Miley Cyrus is, she's a twerk queen. I'm like, no. It's been going on for a long
time. She's a twerk queen.
You just started paying attention
she's
to it because you don't
twerker.
Know anybody black. Yeah. So now that you know somebody white who does it, you're like, oh, that's a thing, and let's talk about
next
it.
Week's episode, blacks are voting.
Yeah, that kind of thing. Well, Vogue wrote
thanks,
this.
Thanks, white people.
Vogue wrote this big article. The article's a title, we're officially in the era of the big booty. Did you know that, Liz?
I think that's kind of weird to say we're in the era of big booty when Baby Got Back came out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's in
the 90s. The point of this.
Well, I like the way
well,
they
who
say
wrote it.
It. Yeah. They're like, it's the year of the rat. No, nope, it's the era of the booty.
I mean, that's some Latin girl.
Go ahead,
actually.
No, I mean, I just feel like maybe we're in the era where accepting people for the way they actually look and not putting people in a box might be coming. This bigger is beautiful. Accept your body as it is. That, what was the bass song?
Who does that?
Who accepts themselves for who they are?
No, I mean, like, who,
nobody
who
does
in this room except
nobody.
No, well, you
room.
Have to understand,
like,
that
we all do. Like, well, no, what I mean is, not,
there's pressure on both women and dudes to look a certain way. You guys are supposed to have abs and supposed to fucking look like He-Man, and I'm supposed to be a size 2 with giant boobs that
over.
Fits into like that's a. You know what I mean? Like, we all have this weird visual script that we've been sold. But it changes throughout the century. So it used to be that bigger women, like what, in like the 1600s,
Rubenesque.
Were, because that meant you had food and money
wealth.
And
yeah.
shit like that.
Rubenesque. Well,
but
there was
now
a painter, Ruben, he uh-huh. painted
yeah.
big, naked women.
They yeah.
He liked big women. He was
they
like
weren't
a,
big. By if, their standards.
Oh, not the sandwich to Ruben.
Yeah.
No.
Okay. Oh, it was, maybe where that comes from.
If you've ever been to Big Hunt, the older, they look like the older pictures.
Yeah, he painted those.
Those style, that style of thicker,
he was
curvy
a lot of his time.
Yeah, Rubenesque.
Yeah.
But like Liz was saying, if you had a woman like that, she was healthy.
I'm a guy. Yeah. Look yeah. at her gut.
So, yeah, that's yeah. who I want to be with. And she can
but
have
it's
babies.
Also, the other thing is
right.
it's fucking preferences. Like, the truth of the matter is that everybody has their own motherfucking preferences, but
right.
then everybody's trying to read the same four magazines that say, no, this is what everybody wants. And it's like, yeah, there's a bunch of people that might want this, but there's a whole bunch of other shit. Nobody, like, I mean, it's just
well,
dumb.
Here's a problem with this is that she referenced Jennifer Lopez. Yes, she has a big butt.
I mean, hasn't Iggy, she been around for 20 years?
Exactly.
Right.
Iggy
right.
Azalea. And the reason why, let's be honest, the reason why Iggy's even popular is because she's a white girl with a big ass.
What's
the
realest. I mean, she's the realest.
She's also the realest, by the way, random. She's also the realest.
I mean, she's fancy.
She is the realest.
Guys.
Kim Kardashian.
Shocker.
Who's been around for years now.
Right.
But
I mean,
then
that's
she thought,
how we got
but
to
then,
know her.
But then the fourth name she puts in is Miley Cyrus.
Well, you've already been discredited as a person.
Wow.
She doesn't have any
head. That's an SAT question. Like, so, which one does not fit?
Exactly.
So what is her whole basis behind?
Well, she writes in Vogue.
Because
for
it
years.
Seems like, right, it seems like this is just one of those articles that
click.
are
click
just.
Bait.
Yeah.
Click.
For hey, years hey. It was exactly the opposite.
What does
a
this
large
mean?
Butt was not something one aspired to, rather something one tried to tame in countless exercise classes.
Got tamey butt.
Even in fashion, that daring creative space where nothing is ever off limits, the booty has traditionally been sun. Not in the fashion places where I go. Obviously, Garcia hasn't hung out. This is the Roots article, so here we go. Obviously, Garcia hasn't hung around black people for much of her life. No, she hasn't. Or only knows three, Nicki Minaj, Rihanna, and Beyonce, who she cited in the article. She doesn't have any choice but cite them.
Mm-hmm. Did you see the Nicki Minaj fake ass pic?
Yeah.
This one? Did you see this one? This is on TMZ.
The old.
No, it's not old. No, this is new. Look at.
Oh, yeah.
Look at the way her leg joins her ass.
What the heck is going on
She's
there?
She's got a fake ass.
She got a fake ass implant. Yeah.
Yeah.
And breast implants.
Yeah.
And
oh, that's weird.
That's weird.
It just looks weird as shit.
Well, what happened was
sitting on
Black Twitter got a hold of it. Black Twitter got a hold of it, mm-hmm. and they started the hashtag Vogue articles. So here's some. How Adele invented Negro spirituals. Vogue articles.
That's funny.
Iggy Azalea blazing the trail for female MCs everywhere.
What?
Vogue articles.
How you do that? It's a hashtag now.
Hashtag.
To make fun of Vogue.
Make
That's
fun of Vogue.
Fucking funny.
How Macklemore saved hip hop.
Hashtag. That is funny.
How Elvis Presley invented black music. Vogue articles.
Yeah. Wow.
Bo Derek, the golden girl of street style. And then there's a picture of Bo with the braids.
With dreadlocks. Or braids, yeah.
That's pretty funny.
That was my first movie.
Maybe I can get some of these up. If I can
Bo Garo.
Let me see if it'll... If it'll come up. Oh, here we
go. Well,
I mean, like, it's in Vogue, a fashion magazine.
Yeah.
So why are we... Why, I mean, that's the other thing. Is when
Kevin Love introduces us to America's newest sensation, the NBA. Vogue article.
There's two... I feel like there's two things. Like, A... They're a magazine that's supposed to only cater to this one thing, so who gives a shit about anything else they have to say? And it's also, like, who... I mean... If it doesn't, who gives a shit? I mean, like, there's so many magazines out there that have more credibility.
Paris Hilton, Kim Kardashian, and Lindsay Lohan usher in the era of weaves and extensions. Vogue articles.
What they've done is they've basically said, oh, we're fashion, yeah, but we want to get some hits, too.
No,
like,
they ran out of shit to say. I mean, you can only talk about a fluffy dress that's bringing in the new color of blue for so long.
I think they probably still do that shit, too. Well, they just want to add on, like, ridiculous fucking things
also,
like this one.
Also, having
ridiculous
a big ass,
articles like this one.
Having a big ass is new to their readers. you know, it's yeah. not new.
Or it's okay. I see what you mean.
You know, so it's like
it's acceptable like
you,
now. So
if you
Paul
if you read
Queen
Rolling
Soul
Stone,
food, Vogue article.
If you read Rolling Stone magazine, right, and a band breaks through and they're like the hot new band, you know, but they had like three underground albums before that. Mm-hmm. Rolling Stones readers just heard about them, so they're the hot new band for 2014. But some other people knew about them when they were in 2008. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They don't know anybody black.
Well, but wrong with that?
Sandra Bullock, How to Raise a Strong Black Male, Vogue articles.
That's funny.
She has a black son.
She has a black. She adopted a kid.
Those
right?
are pretty funny.
Yeah,
they're all very.
She adopted
funny.
Like an African kid, right? Or some kind of ethnic.
Well,
child?
The problem is if you're black. And you've been doing these things for many, many years. And then once again, your culture is appropriated or things about you are appropriated. And see, now it's seen as this is a great thing. Now it's seen as a great thing. But before it was shunned. So, you know, oh, those asses are too big.
So it's seen as a great thing by white people who previously shunned it.
Exactly.
So here's the deal.
Because now a white girl is doing it and they think, oh, well, white girls are doing it now.
This is why.
I like how it's doing it when it's like, that's motherfucking what your body looks like.
Yeah, exactly. Doing it. Yeah, yeah exactly. Because you're not hiding it.
I mean, yeah. you can't. Yeah. And it's also exactly. how your body looks.
Yeah.
Like, it's like.
So that right there
nobody's
is.
Nobody's like,
good,
you know what? I'm going to think I'm going to grow a butt
heard,
this
I
season.
Have heard white girls say, literally, these jeans make my ass look too big. Black guys might try to talk to me.
Well, then
so I'm not going to wear these.
But they're some basic
I've
bitches.
Heard that. Yes, they are. You know,
that's another good reason to just accept yourself for what you are. Otherwise, you're going to end up killing people.
Well, there was a.
Are we done? Are we done this podcast?
It's over,
that
guys.
Was beautiful, but, yeah. Timothy. It is. Beautiful.
Guys, we're
okay,
done.
Guys, that's it for Thursday's edition.
And what I mean is, if you don't accept yourself, what you're gonna start feeling insecure, and of course that insecurity manifests itself in so many different ways, most of them violent.
Yeah, but then you just start. I mean, it's that one of those things that you hate in other people what you hate in yourself. Okay. Yeah, you know what I mean?
And you start just, projecting.
Yeah, man. Yeah. And you see, I mean, I see myself do it. I'm like, oh,
but these
man.
Thing, but these, but booties have been. I mean, if you go to any 7-Eleven, well, I shouldn't say any 7-Eleven. If you go to 7-Elevens around the hood and look at the magazine rack.
For a second, I didn't know where you were going with the 7-Eleven. I was like, do you check out butts in 7-Eleven?
Well, first of all, yeah.
Like, you go to a slushy aisle of 7-Eleven, that's where all the butts are.
That's where all the ass is.
I mean, they're dancing.
Chunky asses is still in print.
XXL, Smooth Magazine, Black Men's Monthly.
Oh, yeah, that's what you see in the subways.
All exist.
When you see like the people that sell the candy in the subways.
Yeah.
It's
oh, that's
all,
what
it's
they have
also
too.
All the booty magazines.
King,
yeah, King.
There's always a whatever, like a superstar woman yeah. with her ass.
Yeah, and by the way, these magazines ain't new.
Oh yeah,
been
no.
around for a while.
These are like 20-year magazines yeah. that just keep going. Vibe, just keep going and mm-hmm. going and going.
Video Vixens, yeah. all the women that you see bouncing ass in videos, they have an article in one of those magazines.
That's how.
What
that's
kind of
how.
Man do you like? I want a strong man that will treat me with respect. My Black Planet page is Miss Booty Cheeks 17.
That's how a lot of black women that are like famous now got over from that.
Do you guys have the latest issue of Buttocks magazine?
Are yeah. oh, you talking about Smooth? I'm go over there.
Oh, I need Buttocks. I'm white.
Got
I'm
over
sorry.
Buttocks.
Got over
what kind
that?
Of fuck
Vivica
shit is that?
Fox?
But it's spelled with an X.
Fox. I yeah. knew Vivica Fox had handlebars tattooed right here on her ass.
Yeah.
Until I saw in Smooth magazine.
She talked about it on Conan once.
Yeah.
Good for her.
She has two sets of handlebars.
Good for her.
She stills my handlebars,
she has
baby.
A tramp stamp.
You got a grip on.
Yeah.
Conan was good. Like, okay.
It's for fucking Conan.
Conan.
It's for fucking me from behind.
Conan. A lot of guys don't want to look me in the face while they're fucking. Okay? They want to bless you. They want to fuck me from behind.
Bless you.
I could either fight against that
yeah, or
and
I could just
only
embrace
do
it.
Missionary
yeah, or I could just embrace
and
it.
Cowgirl, or I can embrace it
and just get broke off
and get
proper.
Some. And get some dick. Get some dick right.
Well, and that's like... That's
a weird
the...
interview.
I know, right?
You should have seen Conan's face.
We have that transcribed.
You should have seen Conan's face.
You know you can't curse. Even the censor was like, I'm on her. I want to hear her say that.
Well,
this
that's
needs
where...
To be
I'm
heard.
Grown on break.
That's where that sexy handlebars go. Like, you can't have them be up front.
On
anyways.
Your chest.
Yeah,
oh,
you can't.
No, you can't put them all over your body.
Yeah.
Because if you
it's
think
like
about it...
It's like a jungle
it,
gym.
If you think about it... You usually grab on to some part in every position.
Kanye's old girl.
You can put one right here.
Yeah.
You can put
yeah, there's spots to grab.
You can put one on the back of your
the back
neck.
Back of the neck. You can put one right here on the shoulder.
You can put one on the back of your head if
let
you really want to.
Yeah. Let me just keep your head down.
You can put. You can
you
roll
put a
your hair up
on the back of your neck. Right, what?
Jesus, white man.
Right, guys. Yeah. Right.
Yeah. She that also is got a, the that is knee a very pads white tattoo.
And if you
move,
if you're
can
on
I just
the
put
back
my
of
mic
the
down
neck,
and go.
If you're an open, I was gonna add you in.
I was like, I had to pee anyway.
And a guy, yeah, a guy can put one on the back of his head when he's going.
I mean, I guess.
I mean, I mean, I don't.
A guy can put two little ones on the back of his ears, maybe. No, okay.
Or we could just not tattoo.
All right, we're gonna. All right, all right. We'll back
some people need to know the spot. Just place hands here.
I'd love the people.
Some people don't need to know.
But I wonder if there's
people.
I
don't
that
think I want to date somebody that some girl before me was like, can we? We're going to have to teach you something. I don't think you're going to remember.
Grab on here. Yeah, place hands here. Touch this.
I would love to see the guy that's not well versed in sex, like, you know, get the nerd guy. He's like, why do you have lightsabers tattooed on?
That's pretty cool, though. I kind of like it.
I'm going to need you to put your pants back on.
Could you put on the stormtrooper mask?
This is over.
Yeah, I'll leave as soon as you move that creepy doll from the front of the.
I'm not feeling this now. You know who still does in those magazines is Amber Rose. She still pops up.
Of course.
That's the only place she's getting
what
her money.
What else is she doing?
You know who Amber Rose is?
I don't.
Used to be married to Kanye. Now she's married to Wiz Khalifa.
No. She was dating Kanye.
Oh, I think I do know.
She was dating
Kanye. Wait, she had the shaved head?
Yes.
Yeah, she's really cute. I like
yes,
her.
She is.
I think she's
she
beautiful.
Is in every one of those magazines.
Did she have a bunch of
that's
tattoos?
That's what she does.
Yeah.
That's
she's
her,
also
yeah
popped up in tattoo magazines now. I think
but
about
my
it
whole thing is yeah that's yeah what she does. Let her go fucking live her life.
That's
yeah
exactly.
Oh, don't get me wrong. No one here has a problem with it.
Yeah, I mean.
That she does that and God bless her for doing
still
it.
Still, it's funny to yeah see some of the interviews because they yeah that's what they're in there for. They have the interviewer ask them real questions about shit in life. And they always try to come off like, oh, I'm just a regular girl.
Yeah, yeah.
And really they are.
I mean, just like you a favor sometime and follow a Twitter, follow a porn star on Twitter.
What does that
it's
entail?
The funniest shit.
Well, I mean, you're ever not paid to talk.
You'll ever see. Exactly.
That's why,
so,
like, when you're not paid to talk anyway and then you do stuff that involves you talking, like, just like following, like, Kim Kardashian yeah or following anybody that you're like, y'all, you're not paid to have opinions. It's you should
well
stop.
Here's the funny thing. One of them I follow, Sarah J.
Yeah, I follow her. She puts pictures up, though. So
she'll good put pictures up, yeah. But she also naked pictures. That's the other reason to follow.
I didn't. I mean,
but
that's
she,
Instagram.
But
actually,
here
I guess
she,
you can't put up naked pictures.
No,
nah,
but you can on Twitter. You
oh
can
shit
on Twitter.
What yeah she does is she'll put up her wish list for Christmas.
Yeah.
She'll put up what?
This
her
is how
wish list
stars get
her wish list for Christmas yeah on like Amazon. Oh, this is all the shit I want. Guaranteed, she gets everything on that
she
list.
She gets three of everything.
Yeah. She gets yeah everything on
wait
that fucking
goes
list.
Wait, she goes, this is what I want. I want it like an iPad.
And for her birthday. My shit birthday's coming up, guys. This is here's my wish list from Amazon. Enjoy. And the dudes are like, oh, shit, I got to get the Amazon.
Shit comes in.
Quickly.
Sold out.
Get I got to get her a $2,000 camera or whatever else she puts, whatever yeah she puts on that list.
Yeah.
Imagine the messages on the, because you can send the message when you buy someone a gift.
I mean, imagine
Amazon
how sticky that paper is on your iPad. You're like, this iPad has a weird card to it. It's all melty and shit.
What is this? I can't imagine her walking the streets and some dude just walking up to him and be like, all right, I bought you that laptop.
Hey,
yeah,
that was
you
me.
Know what it
that's
is.
I mean, that's how
that
I feel.
Me.
You
know
I mean,
what it is.
You think Wanda Sykes' drink man bit's weird.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You owe me.
You owe me. Laptop man.
Yeah.
But that's what I'm saying, because you do have some people that don't get it, yeah, that you're like, you got me the honor of getting me a laptop. I don't yeah know what else you want from me. I mean, I would. That's a thin line that I would not want to play.
Okay, so what's the, yeah, I was going to say, what is the, because we all know, if you do something for somebody, it means nothing, really. If you go have drinks with somebody, it's like, yo, I bought you them drinks. Like, yeah, listen,
right, drink man.
You're not supposed, it's not about that. It's more about just the company of, you know, getting to know somebody.
Yeah.
But some people are like,
but what you have to understand is that there's an actual natural law of reciprocity deep inside everybody. So
true.
The problem is,
yeah, so
is
I'm gonna need something for that lunch I bought you yesterday, Liz Mealy.
But that I mean,
I'm gonna need something.
Do you know how many people I owe lunch to? I mean, when
right
I make it,
I don't give a fuck about them. We're talking about me right now.
But that's the thing
right
is that in life,
that
in life
it's. Cr- Go ahead.
It's about the law of reciprocity, which is, you know, you take care of me, I take care of you. It might not be a soup. Thanks for the soup.
It might not be a meal.
It might not be a soup, but we, you know what I mean? It might be a gas tank.
Hooked you up
it might
with a gig for some nudists.
Oh, yeah, Jesus.
Oh, my God.
His wife calls him, and she's like, he's like, I'm with Liz. Nudist colony Liz. And I was like, could I be something else?
In this house, you're nudist colony
Liz. I was like, can we work at a circus or could be like Acrobat Liz? Remember Acrobat Liz?
We'll have to explain that. And I don't have a wife, and I know what that is.
Well, she called.
Let her finish her point first. Yeah. Finish the reciprocity.
No, I'm just saying there's a natural law of reciprocity.
Right.
And people, I mean, I've had to learn it because my dad uses the law of reciprocity manipulatively. And it's a way that it's kind of like almost damaged how I talk to people or how I interact with people. Mm-hmm. But as a woman, I don't like people buying me shit because that law of reciprocity is manipulated through other people. And when somebody buys something for me,
and you feel like it's...
If it's being used like as a manipulative tool, it means that I owe you something. So
right.
I'd rather pay for my own goddamn drinks and pay for my own dinner. And then at the end of the day, I could make an executive decision of, I don't like you. I don't ever want to see you again.
Right.
Rather than sometimes dude buys you something, you're like, I guess I'll go on a second date with you.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like,
I know exactly what you mean.
So a part of me, rather than like,
and I know when it's happening to me too.
Oh, absolutely.
I know when a girl is doing that to me, and I'm like, oh, okay, I see what you're doing. That's fine.
Yeah, but I mean, you also get it done to you as dudes, whether it's a boss buys you something or, you know what I mean? Or like, have you ever had, I've had friends, I've had friends that are like, yeah, I'll pick you up from the airport. And then it's just like, you know, you owe me, you know what I mean? Whatever. It's like, you're gonna pick me up from the airport at 3 a.m.
Right.
Or you're gonna fucking help me move, which is like, I should just be able to help you move because I want to help you move. It should be this thing that lingers over.
You did this thing and then I do this thing and then we go and then we trade off back and forth.
Yeah.
And then you tell them that you're moving out of town. They're like, how are you going to get? I did the last thing.
But it should be a genuine.
How am I going to get my thing back?
It should be a genuine, I want to help you because I care. There should be no tally. But when it comes to sometimes men and women and stuff, there's this tally. Like, I bought you two drinks. And you're like, I'm sorry. I was thirsty.
Well, that's a young man's thing.
So you're not going to tweet out your wish list.
Yeah, I know.
You're just like,
I've been in a position sometimes where I've done something that was nice for somebody, and their thank you was like.
I know exactly what to say.
And it's not even like it's just like it's something small for me to do. I was like, oh, I can just help you out right quick.
Yeah,
and they're
happy
like,
to do
and
it.
And they're like, oh my, thank you. So
yeah.
I'm like, okay, your thank you
too much.
Your thank you is getting on my fucking nerves.
Have you ever had the opposite though? You actually do something that's out of your way, and they just write thanks.
Yes.
And you're like, motherfucker,
yes,
I'll kill
you know
your family.
Yo,
I will never do anything
and
for you.
And it's not even spelled out.
It's the worst.
Hey, THX.
But isn't that funny? The email could be thank you, and then somebody that's genuine is like, thank you so much, I really appreciate it. I'm like, what a kind
what
person.
The
I think they're so great.
Yeah.
That shit bothers me.
It's the words.
Thanks.
It's the number of words. Like, it should, I need to get the whole
it's
thank
how
you.
Long it took you to say thank you,
how
and
long?
Then how
oh
you
my
said
God.
It.
Uh-huh.
You this is why I just never thank people. just walk away.
Yeah.
Take what they gave you and walk
and
the fuck away.
Give me that shit. Bye.
Just keep the peace.
And just give them the little head nod.
Not even that.
Yeah.
Just look him up and down.
I just say, look over there, and I run.
a more disconnected version is like in traffic when you let somebody in.
The wave.
Either the wave or the Brian Regan does a joke about like his pink. Some dude like holds up his pinky.
The pinky.
Like,
how could you not do any less?
Like, this is what he did. Like,
do you know what a dude
I guess
did to
he was
me
on
today?
His phone.
The guy was. I came out
today.
Of Subway. Yeah, today. I came out of Subway. The dude was in his car. So he's like sitting. You know how sometimes you sit at the top of the parking lot. You go to the top of the thing. You just kind of sit there. You're waiting on somebody to come through. You block in cars.
Okay.
Right. So I come and get in my car, and I didn't know if he was blocking cars or if he's waiting to merge into traffic. And I realized, he's waiting on somebody. So I get out my car and I go, hey man. I'm trying to get out, and then I turn to get back in, and his window starts rolling down.
Mm-hmm.
To which I immediately turn back around, like, "What? Huh? What?" And he goes, "Oh, I'm sorry." To which I was like, "Is this some sort of passive aggressive horse shit you're doing? Why are you apologizing to me?"
I think you're reading into it.
I know I am. I was like, "Why the fuck are you? You don't need to apologize to me."
That's it. You know what? Because he doesn't know the power of a quick "my bad."
Move forward.
That's all I gotta do is say, "Hey, my bad."
He didn't have to say nothing
right.
Because his window was up, and I said, "Hey, man, I'm trying to get out. And he was like, all he had to do was give me the nod.
Yeah.
Well, that's, and pull forward 3 feet.
Yeah, that's just not, that's just like insecurity like, on his part.
But it, then again,
I thought he was when the window rolled down, okay, I spun back around. I was like, what's he doing?
White
is
guy,
he apologizing?
Black
white guy. It's a white guy. Yeah, a black dude wouldn't apologize for that.
He nodded and
did
pulled
he apologize? Did he was he apologizing for being in your way and knowing it?
I didn't know what he was doing.
Because here's the deal. Like, as far as
he was,
I think,
afraid.
As far as
I was
people,
like, it's a passive aggressive horseshit. What are you doing? Do you mean that apology?
I think people, when it comes to asshole, people try not to be asshole on accident. When I want to be an asshole, I want you to know that I'm being an asshole to you.
Really? Because I have to fight that, man.
Do you really?
Yeah. I mean, I don't. I mean.
Wait a minute. What do you mean by
I'm a tiny girl that says fucked up things and then I go, I mean, almost like Ray Rice's fiance. I was like, oh God, I just remembered how small I am.
Well, I got a good documentary for you to watch, by the way, after this. But what I mean is, like, if I don't give a fuck about you, and it's not a lot of people, it's just like the fucking dude with his sister. Yeah. Like, I was like, dog,
Tim,
I want you to.
Tim felt bad because I was.
Want
mad.
You to be. I apologize to Randolph for being like, yo, dog, I fucked up the show. I was fucking.
I brought you into this.
Yeah. Well, when I want to be. I think he was apologizing for being an asshole on accident.
No, the guy
that was in the way.
I don't know what he was doing.
He doesn't like being the asshole.
Yeah. On accident.
He wanted to make sure.
Like, you don't have to apologize. Just nod me. I wasn't even mad. I was like, get out the car. I was like, you know.
I think people like being an asshole.
One dude, I was walking with Ava, and he was pulled in this way, and we were walking out of someplace to walk across the parking lot, and he jumped out without looking. He started to pull out, and Ava was on that side. This thing, when you walk with a child, you have to be very cognizant of what's on what side mm-hmm. of you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so he jumped out, and I hit his hood. Mm-hmm. Bang! And he looked.
But that's instinct.
I had a guy hit my hood the other day. Mm-hmm. He was jogging. I was coming out of the neighborhood.
I did that to a woman when I was jogging.
And he was jogging, and, like, you know, basically there's a crosswalk there, so I'll stop. But he kind of was making that turn like he was going behind the car.
Okay.
It was at night. He was wearing really dark clothes. I kind of caught
Smart.
Him.
You're an idiot.
I caught him coming toward my direction, but it definitely I got the indication, maybe I saw it wrong, that he was going to go behind. So I kind of creeped up past the crosswalk to kind of make that turn, and I'm looking to my left. Next thing I know, from the right, I hear this bang on my hood, and he's like, he gives me this look like, what the fuck?
Oh, that's just him being an asshole.
Yeah.
That's blaming somebody else for something. That's like, I'm sorry, you decided to run at night in all black. You should be a little more aware of what's going
cognizant.
On.
This guy, I hit the hood because Ava was on that side. And I want him to know that she's on that side.
Yeah.
Now we walk out and he sees Ava. So he rolls the window down and he says it like this. Sorry about that.
Oh, you motherfucker.
Yo, don't even roll down your window.
To which I said, you need to pay the fuck attention.
No.
Don't curse in front of a child.
Yeah. No. See, and that's when my...
What was the point of even rolling down your window if you were going to...
Getting drunk out the car and getting your ass kicked. In front of a ballet studio.
Yeah. This, like, I have a temper. So
yeah, you know
I
do.
Have yeah.
You know, is it Texas? I don't know.
No, it's comedy.
It's comedy too.
It's comedy. Dog. I don't know anybody that doesn't want to drag someone out of a car.
It's like dependent. Drag you out this fucking car.
Depending on what it is, and I noticed this with comics. I think we're big into like justice and like injustice.
Yeah.
So anytime if something like that happens, depending on how I'm feeling at the moment. I don't know.
You know what saved him?
I don't know what I would have.
He was inside of a car?
No.
Yeah.
I was with Ava. That's
sorry.
I was with Ava. That's the only thing I saved.
The octave of sorry, bitch. I will fucking sorry. Roll your window up, dog. I would have called him the N-word. Yo. I wouldn't even look at him. That's when I'm like, I'm going to prison.
I'm just gonna keep walking.
I'm going to prison.
Keep walking. There was a lot of eye contact. I was
dog.
Be thankful.
That's the thing that New York is.
I can't talk to you with eye contact.
The dead stare. Like you do, because I mean, I can't use my words or I'll die. That I just go.
Yeah, dog. That's the worst.
You shut down emotionally and you go, just no.
Yeah.
Especially when it's accompanied by that flat face. Like, you know, you're like this and then.
If I could kill you and your whole fucking family right now.
Because you almost get run over almost every single day in New York City.
Yeah.
So you have to you have to come up with the block traffic, stand in front of them, let them know you almost murdered them, and just be like, I wish shitty things to happen to
me. Well, I was running.
Stay there long
and
enough.
And I went into the. I was running. It was broad daylight. And I was running through. I was running through the crosswalk, and the lady pulled up, and she never looked.
She never looked.
She was looking to the left the whole time because she was going to turn left. She was going to turn right. She was looking to the left the whole time. So I stepped into the crosswalk, and she just kept coming and coming and coming. I went, bang. She went. she thought she had hit me. I just kept running.
Did you look at her and laugh?
No, yeah. I just kept running.
That's why you need to look. That's what it sounds like when you hit somebody. It sounds like you hit trash cans.
Yeah.
I'll hit her. Right,
that sounds different.
Yeah.
I realize that. It sounds like you hit trash cans.
She did that. She did that. But I didn't do like the dude did with you, Andy. She wasn't looking at me at all.
I did. I stopped looking to my right because I got the impression he was going behind me.
You had seen him. She never saw me.
So I stopped looking, but then I looked at my left. I forgot about that point. So I just inched up. And at some point, he decided he was coming in front of me. And yeah, he gave me that look like, what the fuck, man? And then he turned around and kept running. So what am I
gonna
get
going
to
on?
After?
What's going on?
What's matter?
What's
all of us?
Who's making all this?
Talking to the mic. Get closer. There you go.
I'm trying to nap.
Are you really?
I was also trying to nap, so I get it. I totally get it.
Close your door.
We'll keep it down.
Oh, yeah.
She liked it when you did it. Usually, that's why I was saying,
put the mic.
She'll run away.
Tim, you know about
when
the.
When you did it, she's
Tim,
like,
you know
I,
about
mean,
the
I just
warrant?
Made a comedian.
Well, she likes. Mm-hmm. She likes. You know about the warrant for Adrian Peterson's arrest? You know about that?
I heard about it, yeah.
Who?
Out of Houston.
Adrian Peterson is a running back for the
he's a football player.
For the
one
Minnesota
of the best.
Vikings. He's probably the best player in the NFL. Him and Calvin Johnson are running neck and neck as the best offensive threats.
I have no idea who these people are. I know who Adrian is because he's from Texas.
They're fucking
That's it.
Oh, is that the one that his kids?
He beat his
kids. Beat your kids.
Well, the thing is that I didn't want to pass.
Isn't it
judgment.
Weird that like a defense, like a woman, people are like, "Don't hit her," and then kids are like, "I get it."
Yo,
yeah.
I find that so weird. I get that it was part of like
again, culture. It's the pathology of culture.
I get that. No, I get that it's culture, but it is really funny where it's like this is a woman. Let's say she's like 120, 130 pounds, and then it's a kid that's like
30 pounds.
Not even. Still a grown dude, and people are like. Well, did he not do his homework?
Yeah, what's wrong? What that little boy
Yo,
do?
Did he make his bed or not?
Yo, because
he will now.
Yeah, it is so weird.
Niggas
where
need beatings.
If they're like, why is he going to miss a game? I think this kid just didn't listen to his dad.
Some
like,
people are,
well,
of course.
I didn't want.
Of course, the media.
I was reserving judgment until.
What's wrong?
I was reserving judgment.
Yeah.
Until they were talking about the pictures and stuff like that. I saw the pictures. I'm like.
Is it bad?
The pictures of the welt?
Yeah, you can see him on TMZ.
Well, and that, and he's smiling like a champ in his mugshot.
Yeah, because he turned himself in.
Wait, is that his arm?
That's like 3 days later, by the way.
Oh, Jesus.
It's like a week later.
He broke skin.
Those pictures are a week later.
Are they a week old?
Yeah. When he gave the kid back to the kid's mother, the kid was bleeding.
Wow.
So is it his arm? I can't even tell what that is.
That's the leg. That's the thigh.
God.
It's bad.
That's the underwear. The clothing that you see there.
I also, to be honest,
so what are you guys?
If you're going to hit a kid... I mean, why are you using a weapon?
Well, it's a switch.
The switch is not a weapon.
It is.
I'm just telling you the mentality. The switch is not a weapon. The switch is the tool of the beating.
Did he get the switch?
He got the switch. He showed the cops how he did it.
He went and got the switch off the tree. I'm proud of that.
And he wailed on the kid.
Isn't the switch supposed to be over the clothes?
The kid didn't do it. He went and got the switch to whip the kid.
He got the switch.
No, that's what I mean.
No, it's not over clothes.
You got to make the kid
bare
pick
skin.
The switch.
It's usually on bare skin.
It's on bare skin.
Or as a person that's been whooped by switches and extension cords and shoes.
Belts.
A grown man, a millionaire, a millionaire getting a switch.
Here's a problem
in this era.
The kid's four.
That's crazy.
Oh, he's four.
Four.
I mean,
yeah, but I heard
kid,
he spit on him.
Yeah. But the kid was probably just being a kid.
No, the kid was doing crazy shit.
What was he doing?
He was like, he tried to choke another kid with a pillow.
Oh yeah, he was disciplining one kid.
He's got the kid acts out weird ways. Peterson
problem.
Also allegedly said via text message to the child's mother that he felt bad after the fact when I noticed the switch was wrapping around, hitting the thigh, and also caused an injury to the child's scrotum in a text message saying, got him in the nuts once I noticed, but I felt so bad. I'm all tearing up that butt when needed. I started putting them in timeout. Save the whooping for needed memories. And further text messages, never do I go overboard. Oh, you did, bro. But all my kids will know, hey, daddy has a biggie heart, but don't play no games when it comes to acting, right?
A little bit.
No, he went overboard a lot.
I think so. I think he went a little bit.
I have no doubt that this is exactly what his parents gave him. So he thinks.
Oh yeah, well, and I'm sure he grew up in a time where when you went to your friend's house and you were acting a fool,
first
you got whipped there and at home.
First of all, he was a fucking monster as a child. I'm sure. Because he's a
ridiculous athlete.
I got whoopings.
Right,
I got whoopings. Probably a monster.
I got whoopings in the range of. When I started getting white friends, my dad would be like, hey, Jeremiah, I got to go home because I'm about to whoop your ass.
When the four-year-old boy returned to Minnesota, his mother took him to a doctor. The police report said the boy told the doctor Peterson to hit him with a branch from a tree.
Mm-hmm.
Lacerations on his thighs, along with bruise-like marks on his lower back, buttocks, and cuts on his hands.
Yeah.
Why on his hands?
He's trying to defensive.
He's putting his hands. Defensive cuts.
It's sad that we know.
When investigators questions Peterson, they say he told them he regarded it as a normal spanking. It's not.
That's
speaking of somebody.
Doesn't that go back to anything? Which is some people see that and flat out know that it's wrong, and other people go like he didn't even say hey,
it's not wrong to him.
Because that's what he came up with.
Some people gonna walk up to him and be like. 50-year-old black people that go to church are going to be like, you need to whoop them kids like that. Mm-hmm. That's how you whoop them kids. But I'm so proud of you.
Yep. I've never spanked Ava. I've never had to because you can destroy. Now, the whippings like that,
I got them.
But I didn't get them as bad as my mother got them from her father.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
It's just worse and worse.
My parents told me what they got.
The more you go back.
Mm-hmm. The further you go back.
My mother's Jamaican. She got it fucking bad in Jamaica.
Yeah.
And they grew up in Trench Town, Jamaica. So.
I mean, I feel like anybody before cell phones got it bad. Now you're.
Yeah.
I mean, you know what I mean? Now it's like.
That's funny.
So we got it.
Did you get the new ass whoopings app? Yeah. I downloaded that shit from Google Play.
Did you get whelps?
I tried it on myself. That shit hurt.
That would be a hilarious app if it told you. Like, if you get to choose your weapon, make sure you choose the. You know what I mean? Like, they're like.
Switch.
Yeah.
Extension cord.
Yeah.
We got it pretty bad, but.
You know that there's some woman that wants to carry on that tradition of whoopings, but doesn't want to be too hard, so she got like Nerf swords and stuff, and that's what she's using.
Wiffle bat.
Yeah.
Which is why I put up on Facebook. I said, look, just because you got whippings, that don't make it right, man.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's how people think, because they think. That's the defense for everything.
I got hit, and I turned out fine.
Did you? No, you didn't.
You might have issues.
Yeah.
Are you sure about that?
Yeah, but it's along the lines of, like, we know more about the human psyche now. It's like, you know, they used asbestos before, but then they realize what's messed up. Now they don't.
Yeah. So
and now you kind of know
there's a better way
the effect it can have.
Now we brush our teeth with asbestos.
There's always a better way to do that.
That's all you, Liz. There's always a better way.
I'm used to it is the argument. Like the Redskins name, I'm used to it. A lot of people, their argument is just, well, I mean, it was fine when I went through it, and I don't want to seem like I have problems, so I'm good. So everything was good.
Everything's good, right?
Me, right?
But I think it's different.
Everybody?
I think it's different with comics. It's like we always know what our problems are,
right?
Yeah.
And sometimes we're good with not falling victim to them, but sometimes we're not.
Yeah,
like
that's part of the reason why I don't think other people have children. People have children in their 20s.
It's like, weird.
I had. Ava was born. I was 36.
Yeah.
Actually, I was 38 when Ava was born. Now I think about it. I was 38, turning 39. Do you know how many times I came close to shaking her?
I watched my nephew for an hour, and it was tough.
I had a conversation. What were you gonna say, Andy?
I almost shook Ava twice earlier, like today, this afternoon.
See, I wanted you to say that because the baby, Anaya,
yeah,
is a baby, but same thoughts, man.
Yeah.
Same. It creep when you're holding the baby and she's crying, and you're like, why are you crying?
You know what you get. But here's what you get. You don't have any middle of the night stuff.
No, I get
that shit's horrific.
I don't get in middle of the night.
I got up.
I don't know what I would have done.
I got up every night for 2.5 years.
I don't know what I would have done.
My wife never had to get up in the middle of the night. I got up in the middle of the night every night for 2.5 years and fed her or comforted her or whatever. And Jesus Christ,
good dog.
A lot of nights.
But the truth is, you start to learn stuff like the lack of sleep. That's the big thing. I mean,
I work during the day. I was doing comedy at night. And I'm raising the baby.
Dog.
I was tired.
That's when you start. You are crankier. You don't have that barrier. So if somebody does say something fucked up to you, before you could have handled it, now you can't. Yeah. Lack of sleep is what kind of affects most people from doing something they would do part of their personality and not.
Yeah. Yeah. So I don't understand how anybody in their 20s has a child. I'm like, that baby's dead.
That baby's gonna die.
That baby's not gonna make it. Baby's fucking dead. Baby's support system around you?
I don't know what it is, man.
That baby's dead.
Having something dead.
Good luck beating odds.
And sometimes though, sometimes when I would be with my daughter and she's crying and she would look at me like, why are you doing this to me? Mm-hmm. And it's like, what? I'm not doing nothing.
Well, you just have to figure out that.
I can do something to you, though.
Figure out the ebbs and flows of your child as to why you're crying.
Let me go get that duct tape.
What are you crying for? What's the reason why? Yeah. You figure all that out. But them first, let's say, 9, 10, 11 months,
It's like, what is going on? It's just little shit.
You're just guessing.
It's little shit that you don't even think about that's just bugging them.
Yeah.
And why are you still?
That's the only language they speak.
Yeah, they can't talk.
I wonder if anybody's just figured out that they just don't like you, but they haven't been able to say anything yet. Like it's just assumed that you're supposed to like your parents. But what if they came out and they just knew like?
Well,
nah,
parents don't like their children
immediately.
Yeah, you're like, this is what I got. Just end it. See if you can get them to shake me.
Or they like one and they hate the other one.
Yeah,
I know now. I say it on stage that sometimes parents. I like my daughter. Sometimes your parents don't like you.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, they love you.
Oh, I mean, my dad had 5 kids. I don't think he likes
like
any of us.
You. they don't like you. You know why? Because you might be an asshole. At least to them.
Yeah.
This kid's a fucking asshole.
Well, you also, I mean, I think people get into parents. Become a parent for the wrong reasons where you're just like, well, this didn't work out for me, but I'm gonna do it better. And then when they start to have their own, like, well, I realized this, my mom didn't like us when we were kids because she couldn't handle our craziness, but loves us as adults. My dad loved us as kids because he could control us, hates us as adults because we do whatever
there
the fuck
you
we
go.
Want.
Mm-hmm.
And it's this weird dynamic where I'm like, I have a great relationship with my mom now. I didn't when I was younger. I used to have a good relationship with my dad. Now I don't when I'm older. But it's just like, but some of that stuff is like you get into parents.
The dynamic might change again when you slip into your 35, 40 years old. The dynamic.
I mean, I also think your dynamic changes when you have kids and you see what you put them through. And like, I think it's always good. It's an ebb and flow and it's always going to change. But I hate when people get into parenting because they're just like, we're going to do this right. And you're like, you're never going to do it right. It's never going to turn out right. There's too many factors. There's too many factors, and every day you can make a mistake.
Did you get hit with a switch?
Oh no,
I didn't. But I had a very abusive childhood.
There's no could make a mistake.
Emotionally abusive.
Every day as a parent, you're making.
So I got that going for me.
Yeah,
which is nice.
So I will be famous.
Well, there you go.
Hey, I got a question. Do you think? Remember Chris Rock's "I'd shake the shit out of a woman."
Of a woman.
That one. Do you think he could do that? Nowadays,
no,
I didn't think so either, man.
And it'd be funny. He could do it.
Yeah, but people would be like, "Oh my god,
this is problematic."
Well, you know what? It depends on who you do it around.
But you know
if
what?
You're a black person, you do it around black people, you get away with it.
But the truth is,
black people are like, "Yeah, shake that bitch."
I was saying the difference between Louis C.K. and Bill Burr, because Bill Burr talks about stuff I don't agree with. He says a lot of misogynistic stuff. He's one of my favorite comics because he takes me on the journey of how he got to why he feels that way.
Right.
Rather than Louis C.K. tries to put himself in the place of women and goes, oh, I can see why women feel this way. I can see how I made women uncomfortable. So what I like about Bill Burr is he goes, hey, I've done this. I say this. I behave like this. It's probably not the best thing, but this is why I do it, mm-hmm. and this is why I might continue to do it. And I appreciate it, but most people can't deduce stuff that way. They go, no. You pissed me
they
off.
Have to agree.
This is what's happening, and that's how life is.
Right.
And yeah, that's man. The stuff that drives me nuts.
That's a funny point, too, or interesting point, because a lot of people don't think that way.
Yeah.
But we have to. Because
well,
we're working
outside the box.
Well, we're used to thinking about ourselves. There's a certain narcissism to doing comedy, and it borders on narcissism because it's mostly you're trying to analyze yourself so you can talk about yourself on stage.
Yeah, yeah.
So that kind of helps, but also it's like you're in your head a lot.
Yeah. Yeah.
And people are talking about all of their shit, and I'm like, I don't give a fuck about.
Do you see why
any of what you're saying?
I was so pissed off when that fucking dude told me that I don't reveal myself on stage.
Uh-oh.
Do you understand?
Go get the switch.
What I said to him.
Do you know what he's talking about?
I do, and yeah, I just told him he's just searching for
he's
shit.
He's just searching.
Okay.
Because he's just
that's what they were saying.
When you want to give somebody notes and you don't have notes, you go, oh, maybe you should talk about yourself some more. Or maybe, you know, I didn't really understand you. Motherfucker, you've been doing comedy as much as you have. You knew that was 5 minutes. You knew that I talked about X, Y, and Z. Go fuck yourself. And then I told him, you're an idiot. You're an idiot for getting the notes.
Audience.
And I agree with you.
Audience, listen to me. This is a conversation.
This is some inside comedy.
I don't know
shit.
Why I'm looking at your laptop right now. This is a conversation that was
just turn on Skype to see his face.
That was had by
I was
a comedian.
Like, I told myself, don't,
and all of us.
You know what's funny about that? You know what's funny about that coming up is that like for 2 hours that was been on his mind the whole time.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. Well, no, but it's in and out. Mm-hmm. And it's not because of that. It's because I'm mad at myself.
Let me tell you what.
Yeah.
That's why.
And then you're going to go hit somebody.
No, I don't believe because I know the truth of it. No, I'm
no,
mad
no, no,
at
no,
myself.
For believing that was a legitimate opportunity?
No, like, not even. No, because I knew it wasn't.
But I don't think
I'm mad at myself for engaging the conversation.
Here's
I
the,
should
here's
not
the deal.
Have engaged the conversation. And I
here's
knew
the
better.
Deal.
I know what you're talking about.
That's why I'm mad at myself.
Yeah. I know, yeah.
I knew better than to engage that conversation.
That experience.
I was mad at myself for doing that.
That experience right
that.
There. That
I'm smarter than that. Why
that right there. That right there is temper control.
Yeah.
That's like, why the fuck did I do? I could have killed him.
Yeah. yeah.
You get mad at yourself.
Yeah,
I've done this before. You get mad at yourself for knowing a situation is going to piss you off.
Yeah.
And getting into it anyway. And then you get mad at yourself for like, why the fuck did I put myself through? I know.
Why did I make myself vulnerable
and
to that?
An acting teacher told me one time that you're a very tightly controlled person.
Mm-hmm.
I said, yes, because when I was young, I never thought about it until mm-hmm. she said that. And I said, that's because when I was a young guy, I had no control of myself. I was picked on a lot by a lot of different people.
Right.
I was picked on by my older brother. Mm-hmm. I got shit a lot. And now I can take care of myself. I can take care of myself physically and mentally.
But do you understand where that comes back to like the Ray Rice stuff where this anybody that's in top physical shape usually has control issues.
Yeah,
I would think so.
Yeah, because
I would think so.
So when things aren't as easily controlled as your body or some kind of like a race or something like that, and it doesn't fall into this thing, well, I can make this work, then you start to get into chaos because you see where it works here and you go, why can't it work over here?
And she said that. She said, I see that in your acting.
Oh, I have crazy control
you
issues.
You like to stay in control of yourself. Yeah, so when I do something that I know I shouldn't have done, I'm not mad at
I'm the person.
I expect him to say that. That's
and you know what?
He's playing his part. The problem
you thought
is
you should've known
I shouldn't have done that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm mad at myself.
We
Why
need context. Sometimes when you audition for things in comedy, the person who looked at you doesn't accept your audition, doesn't like approve, but they'll tell you what they didn't like. And a lot of times what they didn't like is just a word salad that just doesn't mean anything. It's just their way of saying no nicely. But they're just like, you need to do this more.
But what the problem is that anywhere from like 3 years on, you've heard it a
million times.
Time,
I believe.
Right. And you have to learn how to cherry pick stuff that is valuable, constructive criticism that helps you grow, and the bullshit of people that are just fucking with you
and
or
just
don't care.
With you. Especially if it's somebody who you know clearly is beneath you.
Yeah.
Skill wise,
and that's that part right there.
Skill wise,
that's the separation.
Yeah. Right.
It's clearly that's the separation.
But we
from
also live
legitimacy
we live in a reality where skill doesn't matter.
Nope.
It's important,
no.
and it has some benefits. But the truth of the matter is, it's hard work, talent, and luck. And a lot of people have more of something else. And then people go, whoa, I have all this hard work and talent. Why is nobody paying attention to me? Because you don't have all three. So fuck off.
That's the problem with it, though, is because a lot of people only work on one.
Are you telling me to fuck off, Lance?
No, I'm telling you not to talk to certain people.
I know that. That's what I'm mad at myself.
One of the three things we usually work on. It's usually, for a lot of comics that we hang out with and we love, it's usually the talent part.
Yeah.
You work on the talent, you work on the skill, a lot of guys that we, you know, hang out with, and those are the people that you usually want to talk to anyway.
Yeah, no, because you enjoy being around them. You like what they do. You appreciate it.
But the other business people that are like, I just got there. Have you heard about the new things? Like,
but
get the
truth
fuck
is,
I'm a marketing major.
Dog.
But you know what's
stop
funny?
Stop asking me questions about why I'm going. This is one. I don't want to say his name. This is one comic in the area.
Redacted.
All the shows that I'm in. And you know what? I'm not redacting this. Just fucking leave it. Leave it in there. I'm at a show and he's asking me questions. It's like, why do you get to go on? You just walked in. Why do you get to go on now? Bitch. look in my eyes.
I bought this.
Bitch. I
built this.
I don't want to.
I bought this.
Not that I built this. Not that I'm.
You
like,
bought that. You bought
dog,
that.
You're funnier.
I know.
I'm funnier than you.
I know the booker. Like, I know the guy.
Yeah. Right.
Me and him are cool.
That has nothing at all to do with it.
That's what better, I'm better for the show.
In his mind, it's like a thing of, are you funnier than me? Like, why? What's the thing that makes you?
That's what he doesn't want to accept.
Yeah, exactly.
I would never.
I don't think that.
And he hasn't learned the rules yet.
Right. I don't think that. I'm just like, I know the guy. I'm friends with the guy.
Right.
But every show I've seen him in, he's been.
This is just another comic.
Sweetheart.
This is like an open micer.
He's a fucking another comic. I don't want to say open micer. He's an open micer. But I just want to. I want to say what you know what the fuck I want to say.
Yeah.
But it's like, what the fuck are you asking me? Are you seriously asking me this question?
Yes. He's seriously asking you that question.
Hey, how come you get to just go on fifth
because
every time?
Say the most ridiculous shit. Yeah. That's what he asked me.
Yeah.
The most. Why do you get to go on right when you walk in? I mean.
Because I'm better than you.
Because your ass was a show.
My favorite thing. Have you ever just done this? Because I'm special.
Oh, that's a good answer.
I can't do that.
I have said to people sarcastically, you know, like, oh, I'm better than you.
Yeah.
But it's sarcastic, but it's not.
Dog.
You know what I mean?
But the truth of the matter is, we're in the generation that everybody thinks they're special, and you have to.
Yeah,
and you
that's the problem.
And then they're upset when they're not special.
Right.
So it's one of those things where you're like, I don't know, in this situation, I'm special.
Dog, I'm better than you right
I'm
now.
I'm better than you.
I'm better than you. I wish I could do that. Maybe I should have more confidence and just be like,
I mean,
yo,
I have a lot of glitter
great
on
Patrice
me at all
album.
Times. That really helps make you feel special. I'm just saying.
I wish
people
I had.
Because like, I'm special, you'd be like, dude, I like that eyeshadow. I was like, told you.
I think that's a confidence thing to just be like, motherfucker, because I'm a beast. I'm a beast, Nick.
Oh, man, you need to practice that in the mirror. We just gave you your mantra.
I'm a dog.
That I'm or get a hat.
But that's the funny thing is I think it after a good set, though. It takes. I need
Let
that.
Me tell you something. When I walked off that stage Wednesday night, I was like, I'm a motherfucking monster. I told five
dog.
Jokes. I got five applause
Nigga,
breaks. Suck my dick.
Yo.
I walked out this.
And you think should really that, try harder to be funny.
Yeah.
An hour later.
You think that all the time. Like, no matter what you do, you think that shit. Motherfucker, I'm killing this shirt right now. I'm killing this fucking shirt right now. This shirt can't hold me,
I've done that. These
you
motherfucking cufflinks, son?
I told her, like a new joke. You're like, my fucking... I didn't even think of that shit all the way out, and these niggas is laughing at me, son. I'm a beast.
I was thinking that the other day.
You just think it
where
though.
How do people, like, for me, everything that I've read, all the emotional growth I've tried to go to, nothing fixes a breakup like writing a solid breakup joke. So how's anybody else getting over relationships? How anybody else getting over
no idea.
Bad days? I have a bad day, a new joke works. Mm-hmm. I mean, it doesn't matter. My car could be totaled. I just wrote a joke and it's murdering. I'm special.
But Liz,
girlfriend.
But Liz,
they call
you,
their girlfriend.
Is it a, you mean like wrote a joke or thought about it and then went on stage with it? Like,
I mean, I do both.
I just had, okay.
It doesn't, to me, it doesn't even matter.
If you think it and it works?
I mean, it doesn't matter if it took me 3 months to write it or if I just wrote it in my head and it came on.
Yeah.
It's still a badass joke that came out of me that I worked for. And it made me feel so much better that the mm-hmm. year that this person made me feel like shit,
yeah.
whatever, I was like, this is going to be
a beast.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean,
I'm a motherfucker.
And then I think about like friends where they're like, I can't get over them. I'm like, maybe you're just not writing the right punchlines.
Yo, you need to write jokes.
I'm like, I could teach, I don't know how to teach you like emotional growth, but I could definitely teach you, like, you definitely keep that, the punchlines at the end. Mm-hmm. Like, I know that. Much.
Teach you how to be a fucking beast, son.
So we all need to channel our inner Kanye. Is that what's going
yeah.
on?
Oh, dog. Yeah. I'm dope and I do dope shit.
Dog, just get
my life's
on,
dope and I do dope shit.
Get on beast mode.
That shit is so great.
If I wasn't writing
my
these jokes,
dope.
I'd be breaking in your house. Or?
That shit is so great. My life is dope and I
do dope shit.
Yeah.
That's
the best line
that was a great interview.
I had ever heard.
Who said yeah. that?
Kanye. But it was a story that Chappelle said on, I think, The Tonight Show.
Chappelle tells this story that,
oh, that is
they
hilarious.
Were sitting backstage, like the first season of...
He wasn't even famous yet. He didn't even have an album
Kanye
drop
wasn't
yet.
Famous,
Kanye?
But he knew he was hot. So they're sitting back there watching mm-hmm. videos.
And it went from
it
confidence.
Was when he was going to be on Chappelle's show. Remember the first time he was on Chappelle's show?
Yeah, he did the food.
Yeah, so they're sitting there and they're watching.
Confidence and arrogance.
They're watching playback, and Kanye's phone rings.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, hey, what's happening, man? Oh, I'm sitting in here watching this sketch with Chappelle because my life is dope and I do dope shit. That is fire.
But like Chappelle literally, like, nobody knew who this dude was.
That is
dog.
Fire. That's what that was Chappelle's whole thing was like, this. I knew this guy was going to
And I just said like confidence.
The first time I saw him.
Confidence and arrogance. Like not from Kanye saying it, from him, from other people perceiving it yeah. from him.
Well, Chappelle saw
like,
it as confidence.
Kanye, he's
like,
so confident.
I knew this guy's going to be a star.
He is so confident. And then after a while, it became like, he's so fucking arrogant.
Well, he was crying. He's yeah. nuts a little
he's
bit.
He's kind of arrogant.
Shut up,
well,
Kanye.
Now,
but he could be, you, now, have you ever heard Denzel talk about acting and shit? You'd be like, this motherfucker is exuding confidence. Jesus Christ, it's just flowing off of me. Like,
but
of course you've won Oscars. Are you
but Denzel,
serious?
But Denzel still takes acting classes.
Yep,
and, shit.
And he'll tell you.
He'll tell you
and
in
that's,
a second.
You know how fucking confident you got to be. Yeah, I've won 2 Oscars.
But you know what it has to
and
be.
And I'm
though?
Still taking classes.
And you know,
still
but
learning.
And you know what?
Are
you learning, motherfucker. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
Learning. Because there's a difference. There's
well,
a difference.
I read the USA Today.
Yeah. There's a difference between confidence and fucking ego.
Yeah. Yeah.
An ego would be like, nigga, I won 2 Oscars. I'm tight. I ain't got
to do a damn thing.
What, I'm going to listen to some fucking fat Jew tell me how to act? No, you probably should.
He still takes classes.
Fat Jew. That sounds like a rapper.
The Fat Jew.
Fat Jew.
Now,
boy
is
to
it,
the
is
bay.
It the Fat Jew or
no,
just
it's
Fat
Jew featuring Fat Joe.
let's close this up. We're talking about Ray Donovan star Stephen Bauer.
What is Ray Donovan?
I guess is. Do you watch Ray Donovan?
Dog, I literally just got done catching up with Ray Donovan.
Okay, so you know
all last
people.
Week. I watched every episode of Ray
have
Donovan.
Have you seen this girl?
I have binge watched Ray Donovan.
I know exactly who the guy is.
This guy, he's Ray Donovan's
she
like.
She looks like she's 16.
She looks 16.
She looks 16. She's 18.
She's 18.
You know who she reminds me of? When I met you, that's how you looked.
When did you meet me? How old was I?
You were like 19?
Maybe 19.
I mean,
you looked like a 15-year-old.
I mean,
I was this little girl?
Yeah.
You know, look.
What is this, her parents around?
Do they not have a doorman here?
Why is she cursing someone?
What the fuck? So in my mind, you've always been Little Liz because of that.
Oh, I'd rather be Little Liz than fucking nudist colony Liz. I mean, if I knew how good I had it.
Let's explain that.
Liz
no.
and I did.
Let's
a nudist,
explain that.
No,
I got a gig to headline at a nudist colony.
What about?
And I don't have any money.
They told me, can you bring a woman with you? I was like, it's either going to be Liz or Carmen. I flipped the coin.
Carmen was luckily busy.
So I said, all right, then it's Liz.
And Liz goes, I don't have any money. Let's do this.
Yeah, let's do this.
But you got to understand, his wife.
Yeah.
You have to be nudist colony Liz to his wife.
Yeah.
You have to be.
I'd be like, Liz who?
Because who the fuck is Liz?
Nudist colony.
Oh.
And they're like, that sad girl that would perform in front of old naked people for
exactly.
money?
Exactly. Yeah. It has to be, like,
that's
that
good
has
gig
to be.
You sold shirts.
It has to be.
To that, the nudist notice.
I did.
That
I
story did. In his wife's head. To, oh, that's the girl you met. She was 19. I met her when she was 19. And she has to go through every level yeah. of why
and I explained all that stuff.
He wouldn't
known
touch
Liz
you.
For years.
Known her for years.
We worked together.
She's
we
a 19-year-old girl,
got
Matt.
Job at CTI. We right. used to work together at CTI.
Well, you know, nobody talks about why that's difficult for women to work on the road, which is that nobody wants to deal with that bullshit.
Anybody could, yeah. Anything could happen to you.
Well, anything could happen to me, but it's also, I mean, nobody wants to deal with this bullshit. I'd rather just work with a friend. I don't have to explain anything to my wife. I don't, you know what I mean? Especially now where there's like Instagram and people taking pictures after photo, yeah. like after shows and shit. Like I'm
oh,
a
you
problem.
Mean for comics, yeah. like bigger comics yeah. to get booked with
no,
you.
No, no, no.
They have to know you.
Yeah, why would I take a woman? Because I don't want to have to explain
if
to my wife.
If he brought you on the road, there's no explain. What are you doing? I'm going on the road with Tim.
Let me put it to you like this.
I had a whole conversation. They
you
had a whole conversation before I could get into
do
that.
Oh, yeah.
How hard
I'm sure.
it would be for me to take Ayana on the road with
of
me?
Course. Of course. Oh, I know. That's what I'm saying. That's why I'm explaining. Not to you. I'm explaining to...
Yeah,
the laptop.
Yeah,
but how many gigs do I lose out on that I never know about?
Probably a lot.
Exactly, because nobody mm-hmm. wants to have that conversation. Nobody wants to deal with that bullshit.
Mm-hmm. First, so who do you blame for that?
First of all, you got to find a funny woman.
That's
I'm motherfucking special.
I blame the guy.
You got to find a funny woman. Number one.
Yeah.
Number two, I don't particularly. I mean, my wife and I have been together for a long time.
Yeah.
I don't really care about shit like that. But there are ways you explain things.
Yeah.
That's just between spouses.
I mean, that's also you having a good relationship with your wife.
Yeah, so you get, you know, your
I still don't
nickname
know
is Nudist Colony.
I don't know who Ray Donovan is. Sorry.
I don't know.
Ray it's Donovan
a
is a show.
It's a show. It's on Showtime.
It's
comes on every Sunday.
Is he
Sunday.
An actor?
It's Don Cheadle.
Ray
Cheadle,
Donovan is the
Don
name of the
Cheadle's
guy.
Don Cheadle's vehicle, right?
Ray Donovan is the name of the show.
Who's this guy?
Oh, Stephen Don Bauer on the show. Is the actor.
Oh.
Stephen,
okay.
And so he's almost 60 dating an 18-year-old.
I can explain the whole thing.
Are they shorts dating?
57.
Don Cheadle is
dating an 18-year-old.
Yeah, he's 57. Can you imagine? Do you know how?
Dude.
Do you know how?
Are they sure this isn't just like she's buying her a sandwich?
Do you know how annoyed he has to be with women his age to be like, fuck it, fuck it. I don't want to talk about shit. I just want to get it in and go home.
U.S. Weekly confirmed Bauer and London's romance in July after they attended the Magic and Moonlight premiere together. At the time, Loudon's mother wrote a candid blog post about his daughter's relationship with Bauer for World Net Daily. First of all, why are you doing that?
He has to be.
But okay.
Because he has no other outlet.
She described how their family dealt with the relationship and admitted she wondered why Mr. Bauer did not walk the moment he realized where
she
all this
calls
was going.
Her mother calls him Mr. Bauer.
He's probably older than her mom.
He's probably older than her, yeah.
He has a 28-year-old son.
Jesus.
Wow. That must be weird.
It would be weird if his 28-year-old son was dating an 18-year-old.
Right. If
you
I started
I mean?
Dating an 18-year-old.
Yeah, that's weird.
What was he, 39 when she was born?
And it'll be different. Like, as you get older, the gap, it's okay to have a bigger gap. But then that's weird.
Dog.
My daughter's choice has challenged me. In perspective, this was a choice regarding love. She did not choose to break the law, harm an innocent, or betray our country. Several friends asked us.
What does that have to do with anything?
Yeah. she is really trying to rationalize
several
this shit.
She's not a serial killer.
Yeah.
She's not Bin
really
Laden.
Choice.
Jeez.
Others beseeched us to embrace that she found a special love with a special.
She's probably going, it's
man.
Not special.
These were defining questions. He has a 28-year-old son with Melanie Griffin. Griffith.
What?
That is
does
so.
He?
Yeah, that was his former
life. Is he Manolo? Isn't he Manolo? Or is it just me?
No.
Can I see what he looks like?
He was in Scarface.
That is disgusting.
Dog,
she's not that hot.
Wait a minute, wait. He's Manolo.
Not that
hot. I mean, does it matter? She's 18.
I don't think he's Manolo. You know
he's
what he
Manolo.
Is?
Manolo. He's fucking Manolo.
This is Manolo.
He's Manolo from Scarface.
Yeah, he was in Scarface.
Holy shit. Yeah,
he's Manolo from Scarface.
I always thought Manolo was a Latin dude. No. Nope. This is Manolo. I'm looking at his face. He's put on weight.
Yeah.
Oh, he's 57.
But I know.
This is Manolo.
Jeez, I'm...
Wow.
It's a little weird.
Manolo's breaking off an 18-year-old. Oh, and they fucking, too. Oh.
Well, I got to understand.
Imagine?
I don't understand, because Tim's like, you know how annoyed he is with the women his age? Well, how can you not go back down to 18 and be like, well, in school today, we... How do you not get... Yeah, like, that's got to be annoying.
I guarantee you that she's not talking about school. She is talking
she
about...
She don't talk.
She is talking about his dick or sandwiches.
Or Scarface.
She ain't talking about... She don't know shit about Scarface. White people don't want Scarface.
Man, her mom is fine, too.
His mom...
She was born in 96.
Oh,
that's so weird. Right?
Dog, I got
look at her
join
mom.
The
that's
army.
Her mom is fine.
Her mom is cute. What's get out her mom.
I could have an 18-year-old.
Come on, Manolo.
Right now.
I could have a
dude. I just took
when I was 12, I there was client. A girl that had a 12-year-old kid when I was in school. She had a kid.
What?
At 12?
And she had a kid at 12.
Jeez. I just took on a client. Okay. She is 18. She just graduated college. She's like 22. I was filling out some stuff with her yesterday. I just took on this new client to work her out. I literally was thinking to myself, I could be working on my daughter right now. This could be my daughter.
Yeah.
She was a gymnast. She's a gorgeous little girl.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I feel nothing sexual towards
nothing
this girl.
Sexual.
You know how weird that is for a man? Like any woman walks in your vicinity, you're like, yeah, look at this right here. I was thinking about that. I was thinking about trying to talk about that on stage of if I'm at the playground and I see some little type, or we're at the pool rather, and I see some little tight-bodied girl like jumping in the water, I don't even look twice, okay? But let some woman come walking into my vicinity with two kids, look halfway, halfway
you
decent.
Let's take out that ring finger. Let's go on. What's going on?
You got some stretch marks on the babies. Let me see. Shit.
You know so what's the deal?
You know what's going on here? The 18-year-old girl's mother is Dr. Gina. She goes on as like a pundit on like, you know, news, TV shows.
She literally is.
That's why she had to put out a statement.
Dr. Gina Loudon has two master's degrees and a PhD in psychological fields.
This is rebellion.
Wow. This is obvious rebellion.
It didn't work.
Yeah.
Her
like,
daughter?
Yeah. It's like, I hate you, mom. I'm going to go fuck a guy your age.
He's 57. Isn't that how old you are, mom? She's like 39.
She is committed to waiting until she is married to have sex. This is the mother saying this. She's so committed to virginity that she gave her little sister a period of... Let me tell you something about Manolo.
She goes
he
on Fox
ain't
News.
Waiting.
Wait a minute.
She goes on Fox News.
This 18-year-old girl?
This is the mother's
is waiting,
blog.
Yeah. Is yeah. waiting for marriage?
This is the mother saying this.
No. She's talking about her daughter.
The mother is saying this about the daughter.
The daughter is waiting for...
Committed to waiting until she's married to have sex. That's not happening.
Wait.
Do you think Manolo's not a 57-year-old man is not like...
There's a lot of delusion in that whole situation. A lot of delusion.
She was always a little headstrong.
If the mom doesn't think...
Emphasis on
that,
head.
That
strong at head.
That her daughter is blowing Manolo, she's delusional. If the daughter thinks that whatever she's doing is... I'm in love with...
Listen to this.
He loves me too. Like, she's delusional.
She was dating a much older man who I told myself was attracted for her as a similarly committed patriot, the son of Cuban refugees.
Yeah, she's very right wing.
And a source of acting guidance and good conversation.
She's right wing. She's automatically
delusional.
Yeah. She goes on Fox News. She went on Fox News and gave advice on how to handle abusive relationships because of the Ray Rice thing.
Of course.
So she's like a relationship expert. It's a classic case of like she doesn't know how to deal with her own house.
Right.
But she's
meanwhile,
telling everyone
she's
else
telling everybody else.
Yeah. Oh, that sounds like the Palins.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Same shit.
The same shit. Did you hear about the Palins fight in the street?
No.
I did hear about that.
The Palin family basically took on a whole party.
Why?
They're fucking hillbillies, man. They are Alaska hillbillies. That's the only reason. They are fucking hillbillies.
Huh. What were they fighting over, though?
The son picked a fight with some dude at a party who had dated one of the sisters. The son ended up getting his ass kicked.
You gotta watch out for the sister-bro combination.
Wandering
around. It was
he was wandering around with his shirt
almost
off. And then the father gets there and he got his face busted. The daughter swung at some dude and clocked him in the face. Sarah Palin was in the street.
So white trash.
Sarah Palin was in the street screaming, "Do you know who I am? They're fucking hillbillies."
Allegedly. This is all alleged. There's no World Star video of this.
They're fucking hillbillies.
Well, I saw some dude put up a tweet saying that from the incident, it's like, the Palin family gave their knuckles a welcome change, getting in a fist fight rather than dragging on the ground behind them. And I was like, you know what? Good for you. Nice job.
Here's her book. Ladies and gentlemen, why the survival of our republic depends on the revival of honor. How atheism, liberalism, and radical feminism have harmed the nation. Oh, fuck off.
And her daughters. Remember, Bristol Palin rebelled.
You know what? Fuck them.
Bristol Palin rebelled for a little while.
What'd she do?
She got knocked up and moved away.
I like how that's rebelling. I mean, she just ruined her life. But
yeah.
I'm just saying, you fucking do this 57. I mean, it's weird and whatever, but that's not. I mean, that's That's way different from being like, oh, now I have this thing that I have to take care of and maybe possibly ruin.
Take that, mom.
I mean, you didn't winning. Get a dog when your mom said don't get a dog.
Yeah, I'm winning.
Yeah, I'll be back to rub it in your face after I'm changing a diaper.
Yeah. I'm winning. Oh, my God.
Just the lack of love in that house to push her to this. Imagine that. People always say that shit to me, like when they talk about Ray Rice or even stuff like this. What would you do if it was your daughter? I was like, it's not going to be my daughter. Do you know why? Because I don't model shit like that for my daughter. If that happened to my daughter, you know what a failure I would
I don't know, man.
See myself
your at? Daughter has a Scarface poster in her room.
She does have a Scarface
right now.
But she has a lot of ponies, too. You got to balance.
That's true.
She does. I mean, look, she has a Scarface poster. What are you going to do?
I mean, he's wearing lipstick. She made it really nice.
Sometimes
you got to race.
We're going to wrap this one up. That's horrific. We're going to wrap up on that horrific story.
Listen, people.
I hope you guys enjoyed these two podcasts we've had. We've had two great guests in on us. Say something to the people, Ms. Liz Mealy.
Liz Mealy, not known as anything that
nudist colony Liz. Nudist colony Liz.
Lil nudist colony Liz.
Nudist colony.
How's
that? That helps scrunch them all together.
Do you know how many tiny dicks I saw? Oh.
Oh my God. Ava, you're hearing it all today. Ava is hearing. Oh, she literally ran in on the K. She ran in on the I.
No, we're not talking about you. Go up.
Ran in on the X.
Oh God,
little X.
A lot of tiny penis.
She came in on the little on the X.
Why aren't we doing this at Tim's? I don't get it.
we gotta raise a daughter.
Raise a daughter.
Yeah.
Unless you want to bring her over there,
No.
Hey, don't do that.
Actually, no, I wouldn't. Hey, you know what? Maybe
she can handle it. She got a Scarface.
She can handle it. No, I gotta get a lot more shit.
I'm done. I don't think I should speak anymore. Can I have my mic cut? Cut my mic.
No, your mic is hot.
Turn my headphones down.
Turn your headphones
and my mic off.
Okay, with Apple Peaches Pumpkin Pie. I'll just start singing it. Apple Peaches Pumpkin Pie.
Oh, she trying to smooth it out now.
She's like, what is that shit?
Yeah.
I'm going to turn everyone else down.
We just got to hit on our podcast page a gentleman named... Derek Gentry likes the three guys on podcast. Thank you very much, Derek.
You know, I think we had a couple of emails, but we'll get to them next week.
We'll get to them next week. Cool.
Next week. So listen, people. Chad, come
yes,
on
sir.
In.
No,
thank
Chad
you
Heft.
For coming in, man. I'm glad you had a good time.
Oh, dude,
anything you
want to
shout?
Man, just follow me on Twitter, at Chad Heft.
Just,
I'm
stand,
tired
up
of
and
tweeting
just
the wind.
Stand up and shout pussy like three times. Make up for Liz.
Shout out to Shannon, Monique, and Ayana. We'll read your emails next week.
Yes, we will.
Yeah.
Nice.
So, people, thanks so much.
Shannon.
You know where all of our stuff is. I want to read Shannon's email.
Wife
I'm
of the
read
podcast.
Shannon's email tomorrow. Shannon, wife of the podcast. I'm going to read Shannon. We haven't heard from
you. You know, little Shannon, wife of the podcast.
Little Shannon, wife of the podcast. Little. All right, people. So, come on back. On Monday, we'll be here for you guys. We probably have some different guests. I think we will because we have this thing coming up. We're going to start bringing people in. So we're going to try and do that. All right. Thanks so much for listening to us. Be sure to hit us on Stitcher with Stitcher reviews. We would appreciate it.
We got a couple Stitcher. We'll read those next week, too.
We got a
couple new Stitcher reviews.
I am Randolph Terrence.
I'm Andy Klein.
And I'm Tim Miller. And sitting in, we have...
Chad Up.
Liz Mealy.
They're laughing at something.
What is it? A tweet?
Yes.
Pretty fucking true.
Look at Tim, man. I love this dude.
And we are three guys on. And we are out. Enjoy yourselves.
I'm hitting switches all day. Hit the block, set it off like Gary Gray. I smoke weed, go D's on a cherry tray. Pockets full of pit bulls, drinking Perrier. Yeah, 13 minutes is a pure joy. When I'm on the switch, I'm like a kid with a new toy. Rolling on three, with two red bones on E. We caravanning to the beach. Niggas dipping these streets. I'm good on the switch, never missing a beat. Four switches all I need and I love this shit. Drop the ass on the bitch and scrape the bumper kit. Well, just pull up to my bumper, baby. Who wants some of this hot ass tray? I would gas hot, but no need to.